This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I've got Bill Poss here in the studio to talk about the Grapevine Bluegrass Festival. So Bill, what's going on with that?
Hi, Ethan. We got a big weekend planned. We got 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Tuscan Hills Winery. Starts on I think the doors open at 6 on Friday. And actually, the music starts at 6 on Friday. And we have music all day Saturday starting at 2 o'clock up until 11 o'clock. And then Sunday from noon until about 5 or 5:30, whenever the Poss Family Jamboree finds its way off the stage. But
Now, of course, the festival is called the Bluegrass or the Grapevine Bluegrass Festival. So we know there's going to be, bluegrass music going on there. But what exactly is bluegrass?
Well, it's one of the great American styles of music. It was invented by Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt, and those guys came up with this sound that was sort of a hillbilly sound that incorporated banjo and mandolin and guitars and fiddles, and they emphasized a certain beat, and that gives that drive. People know the song Rocky Top or, for example, Jackrabbit. Those are bluegrass songs, and they have a real distinct sort of mountain sound.
Now, would you say that it's really kind of fast-paced, exciting music?
It can be. It could also be. There's also slow bluegrass, but the music that we hired, most of it is upbeat, hard-driving, what do you call it, hard-driving bluegrass.
Let's talk about some of the acts that you guys will have over the weekend.
Well, our headliner is the same as last year because everyone loved him so much. He was a big hit. His name is Carl Shiflett. He's from Texas, and his band comes from West Virginia and all over Kentucky and different places. But they're a great bluegrass act. He's been around for a long, long time, and they slip in a little bit of Texas swing as well, which is sort of akin to bluegrass, but more Texan.
Hey, sounds like a lot of fun. So, of course, there's going to be great music there. What else can we expect at the festival?
Well, I was going to tell you, another one of our headliners is a great singer from Nashville named Dave Peterson, and 1946 is his band. Firebox is our host band. They're fantastic. We have the Bankesters, which is three sisters and some other family in that band. They're from Carbondale. We have King's Highway from Kentucky and the Wandering Boys from Chicago. We have Flat Mountain from over in Olney and Charleston. And Salt Creek from right here in Effingham, Illinois.
And, of course, we had Tyson here in the studio playing some banjo for us.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was.
And the Annabelle Sisters are going to kick it all off on Friday at 6 o'clock.
Well, that sounds like a blast. Yeah. Like I said, lots of great music going on there. What else can we expect?
We have food vendors. Of course, there'll be our beer sponsor this year is Shiner again. And so there'll be a lot of Shiner Bock and other beers available. We have wine from Tuscan Hills Winery. We got... let's see, there's a kids area with a bounce house and some kind of kids activities going on. So you can bring the kids. Kids are free. 15 and under are free. So that's nice. I think this is a great event that people can bring their older parents to. I mean, you know, a lot of these folks looking for something to do with their older parents, they don't have to drive to St. Louis or Indianapolis. They can stay right here in Effingham and have a great time, that do something that the whole family will enjoy.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's a pretty kid-friendly event in general. I mean, bluegrass music is pretty family-friendly.
Absolutely, yeah. This will be very much a family event, and we encourage that wholeheartedly.
And will there be food?
Yes, there's a barbecue vendor all 3 days. The summer kitchen will be there serving kale salad and Mexican bean salad and quinoa fruit salad. So that we got that covered. And then the dog will be there and serving dogs and bratwursts.
Sounds like a blast. Now,
there's also shaved ice.
Oh, nice.
And a lemon shake-up stand.
Oh, perfect for that hot summer season.
Yeah.
Now, for admission, what's the price for that?
Well, if you buy tickets before the event, before tomorrow at midnight, so Thursday night at midnight, the tickets are $15 for Sunday, $25 for Saturday, $20 for Friday, and the whole weekend is $35. Now, that's going to go up starting on Friday. And that'll be $5 more for each day. So it'll be $25 on Friday, $30 on Saturday, and $20 on Sunday, and $45 for the whole weekend, which would be $10 more. So get down and get the tickets now. You can get them at Fresh Digs in downtown Effingham. You can get them at Tuscan Hills Winery, or you can go to the website, which is www.grapevinebluegrass.com.
All righty. Sounds like a blast, Bill. Do you guys have any sponsors for this event?
We do. We have Hodgson Mills is one of our flagship sponsors, and McDevitt Osteen Hornicky and Daters is a flagship sponsor. And we also have Country Inn and Suites as our hotel sponsor. Shiner Bock is our beer sponsor. St. Francis Animal Hospital, Fetching Mobile Pet Grooming, His Glory's Farm, Diedrich Bank.
Very cool.
And now, and also Taylor Law Offices.
Gotcha. Now, if someone wants to find out more information about the event, where can they go?
Well, the first place to go is www.grapevinebluegrass.com.
All right. Very cool. That is the Grapevine Bluegrass Fest happening this weekend over at Tuscan Hills Winery. Sounds like a blast. Bill, thanks for coming in.
This was a great time last year, and I think it's going to be a great time again this year. Hope to see you all out there.